Right, shall we just put this strap through there before you fasten yourself in?
No. Fireman. I'm a big fireman.
Hello, big fireman. Are you calling me a big fireman?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm a policeman.
Good. Are you a policeman?
Yeah. Sorry, I mean chips. Yummy, yummy.
Having chips? We are having chips. Yummy, yummy.
Dumper truck. Dump all chips out.
Well, you can have a dumper truck. You want to dump all the chips out? Well, we'll play with the dumper truck later. I can hear Purdy crying. Where is she? Purdy? Right, sweetheart.
All right, sweetheart.
Right, sweetheart.
Hello, chicken.
Are you calling her a chicken?
A big fish now.
Okay, would you like to try one of these? It's a prawn cracker.
Try this.
I think Purdy wants some food, Thomas. Yeah. Well, we've had a busy morning this morning. And the gas man's been here. So we've been a little bit lazy, haven't we? And we've nipped round to the Chinese shop for some chips. Because you kept asking for chips at lunchtime, didn't you? So is that what we've got?
We've got Persian. Jelly sweets.
Jelly sweets? There you are, Purdy. That's you fed. So who's been this morning, Elena?
All done now.
Yeah, she's gone now. All done now. And Demetra's coming tomorrow, isn't she?
And a puss. And a turkey.
Did you like that prawn cracker?
Yes. Yummy, yummy!
Yummy, yummy!
Not like chips,
you do. We'll get some chips in a moment.
It's the stars.
They'll be going cold, won't they?
It's the stars in there.
Pardon?
It's the stars.
Little stars. Are the prawn crackers like stars? Star shapes. This is very, very unhealthy, Thomas. But we needed something quick and hot. Would you like a sausage roll as well?
No.
No, thank you. We'll eat a little more health in here at tea time because I've got some nice pasta and chicken for tea.
Hello.
Now I'll put you some chips on your plate.
They are warm.
They are nice and warm, yes. What a combination.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
I've got some. They were. What a combination, Thomas. Sausage and chips. Sausage roll and chips. And then we bought some prawn crackers as well. Because you wanted to know what they were. You like them, don't you? They're going to make a very crunchy sound when we're eating them.
Purdy likes chips. Yeah.
Are you saying Purdy likes chips?
Yeah.
No, I don't think she does, Thomas.
Oh, yes.
It's not a very pleasant day out there today, is it?
That's raining.
No, it's been cold today. We've had to have the heating turned off because the gas man's working on the boiler. I'm going to go to the beehive in the park this afternoon, but
yep.
I don't think it's really park weather, sweetheart, do you?
No, sun's shining.
Oh, the sun does keep shining. This is the funny thing. When Elena was here this morning, it was hailstoning. Do you remember those little hard white balls? White as snow, but they were really hard and they were going pitter-patter, pitter-patter as they hit the patio.
Bang!
And you hear Purdy eating as well.
Yeah.
Oh, this is lovely. Naughty but nice, this Thomas.
Yeah.
Would you like a fork or are you alright?
Alright.
You're alright using fingers. You see the sun shining now.
Why not sunshine? What are you doing round here?
Hello sunshine, what are you doing round here? Birdie's sitting in the window.
Looking for the dustbin wagon.
Is she looking for the dustbin wagon? No. Oh, she'll have a long wait because it's Thursday and they're not coming till Monday. She's either missed it from Monday that's just gone or she'll have a long wait for the Monday that's coming.
Very hungry. Scratching.
Did you say scratching?
Yeah.
No, she's washing, not scratching.
Washing. More please.
More chips, please.
Please.
Good boy. There you are, sweetheart. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Shall we tell Daddy we've had chips or shall we keep it a secret?
Daddy, don't open it.
Oh, what's Purdy done? Jump through the blind?
eating chips!
Eating chips? You're telling Purdy you're eating chips, but are we going to tell Daddy? What do you think Daddy would say if he knew we were eating chips?
A good boy.
You'd say you're a good boy? Good, well, we'll tell him in that case.
Next case. See a policeman boy.
See a policeman boy?
Yeah.
Well, no, if you're a good boy, you don't need to see a policeman.
No, but... jump again.
Mummy made herself a cup of tea. I must remember to pour it out.
Hello, Christmas.
What's she saying to Purdy?
Hello, Christmas.
Hello, Christmas. You asked her last week if she was Father Christmas, didn't you?
Yes, Father Christmas. My Father Christmas.
I don't think Purdy is Father Christmas, Thomas, do you?
Yeah.
Yes. Very windy as well, isn't it?
No, not windy.
Not windy?
Not windy. My jumpers are old. Little jumpers are old.
No, well, let's eat our lunch first, then you can play with the dumper truck. Would you like some more chips, sweetheart?
Nope. What's that?
It's a piece of orange peel. And those are prawn crackers. You like those, don't you? You've hardly eaten anything all week, so I'm sure chips aren't really the right thing. If you're not
hat.
A hat? So does a prawn cracker look like a hat? Your chips hello, aren't hat. Really the thing. Hello, hat. Are you saying hello to the hat?
My little piece gone.
Do you know why the little piece is gone? Because you have...
I couldn't tell me.
...eaten it.
You've been a big belly.
What did you say?
I'm just a big belly.
No.
Yeah.
To do some tidying up later as well.
Yeah.
Are you going to help, Mummy?
Yeah. Yes. What happened?
Well, the man wanted everything moving from the herring cupboard, didn't he? He just put it in a pile on the landing. So the herring cupboard's going to need a good clean when the man's gone. I'll have to put everything back. All the clean sheets and towels. And when we're allowed to use the water again, we'll have to put some washing in the machine. Because you're running out of trousers, aren't you? And vests. You've got plenty of other clothes, but...
Yeah.
Because you need a vest on when it's cold like this, don't you?
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. Are you having a nice lunch?
No.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
Stars bashed.
You've just broken a piece off the prawn cracker. You were saying the stars bashed. Is that right?
Well, the stars bashed. Stop it, Mummy.
Why are you telling me to stop it all the time, Thomas? Who's told you to stop it?
Grandad.
Grandad?
Yeah.
Well, why, what were you doing to make Grandad tell you to stop it? It must have been something quite serious, because Grandad and you are really good pals, aren't you?
Yeah.
Grandad never tells you off. What have you been doing for Grandad to tell you to stop it, Thomas?
All days.
All days?
Yeah.
Have you been a naughty boy?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, what have you been doing?
I've been busy.
Been doing what?
I've been busy.
Did what to Purdy?
I'm just saying, going around the big street, the baby's going to the baby street.
You did something to Purdy's tail?
Yeah.
And Grandad told you off, did he? Was this yesterday when they were looking after you?
Yeah. Where Mummy gone?
Well, Mummy had gone to work, hadn't she? That's why they were looking after you. Did you ask them where Mummy had gone?
Yeah.
And what did they tell you?
Something.
They said what?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You've been saying stop it before yesterday, I'm sure. Perhaps you took no notice, so they had to say it again and again, didn't they?
Stop it. Stop it.
Are you witching away to yourself? You like those, don't you? Oh, Thomas, excuse you, what do you say?
40 pounds.
No, what do you say?
40.
No, you don't. You say, excuse me, please.
Excuse me, please, 40.
Oh, Thomas, that is not nice.
Yeah.
People used to comment on how polite you were when you used to say, excuse me, please. He'll be making comments if you say that, but it won't be nice comments. Piece of paper off. Have you taken the pastry off the top of the sausage roll to get to the sausage?
Eat the sausage.
Eat the sausage. You don't want the pastry. Can you manage it now? Yes. You'd like me to take the sausage off for you? There you are. How's that? Is that what you wanted? Does that taste good?
Yeah.
Mummy's just dropped hers.
Bang! Dum! Dum!
Oh, I'm not dropping it again. The first time it was an accident.
Once more.
Once more?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't keep dropping things, Thomas.
Yeah.
No, it's different when it's an accident.
Up and down, up and down.
Up and down, up and down. Is that something Julian did with your music playing?
My elephant.
No. Oh, you've bitten a sausage to it. Oh, it does look like an elephant. Yes, that looks like the elephant's trunk, doesn't it?
Well, up and right. Like a big elephant.
What? You've given the elephant a kiss, have you? We must remember to pick your elephant up. We left it on Sunday, didn't we?
The elephant's tidying up.
The elephant's tidying up. It looks like a reindeer as well, Thomas. It could be the elephant's trunk. But if you put it the other way, it could be the reindeer's antlers.
Sheep, sheep. Oh dear. Let's fall down the elephant.
Oh, has its leg fallen off?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Let me do it.
Oh, well, I can't stick it back on. It's a bit of sausage that you've bitten, so it looks like either an elephant or a reindeer, but its legs dropped off.
Leg dropped off. Oh dear. Big floppy tail.
Big floppy tail?
A tail.
Has it not got a tail now? Well, that's a bit of the pastry, isn't it?
No head.
You've eaten the head as well?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Poor elephant.
Poor elephant. Never mind.
For 40. Go sleep.
Is it going to sleep?
I'll have big.
You've given it a kiss and you've laid it back down on the pastry case.
It's a mess now.
No, you mustn't make a mess, Thomas. You're going to eat it. It tastes nice.
Elephant's fallen down.
The elephant's fallen down. Thomas, look, it's gone dark outside again. Look at the front, through the front window, it looks even darker.
Pink. And blue.
Pink and blue. Yes, we were watching the pink and blue sky the other day, weren't we?
Pink and blue.
It looks quite blue outside at the back. In fact, it's blue and I can see some clouds and it looks quite sunny. Look at the back of Jake's house and Miss... Oh, I've forgotten her name. Miss Brown's house.
Let me see it.
It looks very blue and sunny there, but look out to the front near Sue's house. And
pink.
Pink? It's grey.
Grey.
Oh, it might snow. It's December now.
Snow.
Do you remember it snowing last year? And Teletubbies did a programme where Po was playing in the snow. And it was so funny because Teletubbies came on in the morning about 10 o'clock. Po was playing in the snow. And you said snow for the first time and then you rushed to the patio window. And it was snowing. You were so excited. You were a little boy then.
No!
You were.
I don't know.
You weren't a little girl. You've never been a little girl.
Yes.
You've been a baby and a little boy and now you're a big... boy. And you're 2 and 8 months tomorrow.
Mom, what a mess.
No, don't make a mess. Mummy doesn't like it.
Where?
Can you say 2 and 8 months?
2 and 8 months.
Because Elena asked you how you were this morning. She said, hello, Thomas, how are you? And you said, 2 and a half. But she was asking you how you were. And you should have said, I'm very well, thank you.
Eat Mummy's chips.
Eat Mummy's chips. Although, actually, you're not very well, so if
you'd said Mummy's fork.
What did I hold Mummy's fork? If you'd said that, you wouldn't actually have been telling the truth, would you? So, are you going to start practising saying 2 and 8 months? You were 2 and 5 months when we went to Spain. And while we were in Spain, you went to 2 and 6 months, 2 and a half. And you're 2 and 7 months today, and you'll be 2 and 8 months tomorrow.
Fork eating.
Eating with the fork? Did you say fork eating?
A flag.
A flag?
Stop! Stop!
You're waving the fork as if it's a flag. Why are you saying stop and go? Is that what Julian does at bang a drum time?
Pearl!
That's right. Well, you're doing it now with a fork and your juice. Julian gives everybody a stick, doesn't he? You all sit around a big drum and he says, stop, and everybody has to stop. And when he says go, you bang the drum and it's either quickly, slowly, softly or loudly, isn't it? And then, watch your eyes with the fork, Poppy. Don't put the fork in your eye. And then sometimes when you're banging, he says, or when you've stopped banging, he says, go, and you start again. Or sometimes he says, po. And anybody who bangs on po, he says, no, I didn't say go, I said po. And then he says, slow, go, po, no, ho. What else does he say?
Go!
Go. And you're very good now, because you only go when he says go. And you stop the minute he says stop. Wasn't it funny the other day, last week when he went to bang his drum time? Do you remember he put that little wooden stick in the centre of the drum, and when you all banged, what happened to the stick?
Well, I don't mess up like.
It fell down, it went everywhere, didn't it? It went up in the air, and that was terribly exciting. Now, you see, this morning Elena asked you about music class, and you didn't mention that. You didn't really tell her anything about it, did you? Look, the lid's come off now, Thomas.
The lid?
Yes, the lid's come off.
No.
Would you like to drink it?
Yeah. I should
drink it. Drink it properly, please.
Shop. Sheep. Fork. Fork.
You're sweeping up some crumbs with a fork, are you? Have you had enough to eat?
You won't eat it.
No, you eat it, Thomas. I've got plenty here, thank you. I've eaten more today than I normally eat.
Oh, you dropped it.
Did you drop it?
Yeah, I have a mummy.
Oh, Thomas, be careful. Be careful, because if you drop your juice on the floor, the lid comes off, it'll spill.
No, not no.
It will spill, sweetheart. If the lid comes off, the juice will go everywhere.
Not everywhere.
It will go everywhere. I'm only telling you.
No.
This is why I don't think you were very well this week, because everything Mummy says to you, you start crying. Poor little darling. Have you got a sore throat?
No.
Or a headache?
No.
Are you just not feeling very well? Don't do that, Thomas.
Sleep.
No. Have you finished your lunch now? Have you finished your lunch?
No.
Pardon? I can't tell what you say. did it, hiding the fork. Where's the fork gone? Just looking at the battery up there, Thomas, we've got a red light showing.
Red.
On one of them.
Oh dear. Letter rings.
Yes, that might mean that the battery's not working properly. I think we'll just pause and we'll check.
So loud.
Have you finished your lunch now, Thomas?
No. Fine. How are you doing?
You want to play with your trains?
Yeah!
Shout. Silly.
Funny shout.
Funny shout? It's a silly shout.
No. Round and round. Got a big portal here for you.
You've got a big one for me.
Big portal.
A big portal for me.
There's a lot of money inside it.
You've got a big parcel for me. That's the white clean mat that we used to put down when you were a baby underneath your high chair. And we keep it out now so that when Abigail comes, she's got something to put under the chair.
Oh dear.
And we used it in the summer for picnics. Do you remember? We used to put it on the floor for picnics.
Yes.
There we are, we've wiped the table.
Oh dear, look.
Have you dropped it? Well, I'll tell you what, let me just wipe your hands and then you can have it back.
What's that funny noise?
What's that funny noise? I don't know. That's a really funny noise.
Train.
Oh, can you hear a train? Wow. The wind sounds quite rough as well, Tom. You don't think it was the wind? The wind's rough, yeah.
This is smooth.
Nice and smooth. Oh, that's a different sort of rough, Thomas. We have rough like Purdy's tongue, and we have smooth like Purdy's coat.
But the tree's nice and smooth.
The trees are nice and smooth. Well, the leaves are nice and smooth, but the bark, you know, the trunk of the tree, that's quite rough, isn't it? But the rough Mummy's talking about is
pussycat's.
Well, yes, rough like pussycat's tongue, but rough's another word for wild, Thomas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I see now in your rubber and bed. And the peaches. Got peaches.
A peach? We haven't got peaches, we've got satsuma, is that what you mean? A nice little orange?
No.
Would you like that?
No. Mummy roll it.
Mummy roll it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mummy roll it?
Roll it down here.
Roll it down here?
Yeah.
You mean you don't really want to eat it, you just want to roll it along the table?
Yeah.
Oh, no way, Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, could I have a kiss, please?
No. Boo.
Oh, do you not love Mummy?
Wow, we said stay up. Roll it down the hill. That.
Roll it down this way and then that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, little orange.
Rolling.
Now, did you ask to play with your trains?
I'm going.
Well, see if the orange will go in the back of the train, won't it?
Look, it's faster. Thank you so much. It's falling away.
find the engine and two carriages. I don't know what's happened to the little green. Oh no, I've got the green one. Trick, it's another carriage that's missing.
Oh, you need that one. No, no.
You don't need the bridge, right? Okay.
It's hard to eat.
Do you think the horse will fit in with the orange? Gosh, Thomas, it's so cold.
Hey, we're going in the truck.
Nobody goes in the truck. But you've got the horse and the orange.
Hey, buddy. Oh, my God, there's a lot of things.
What a lot of things. Steady. Steady.
No passenger.
No passenger? Well, look, the driver's there, sitting on top of the cab. I don't quite know why, but he is.
Very cross now.
Who's very cross?
The controller.
The fat controller's very cross?
Yeah.
Why is the fat controller very cross?
That way.
Why is the fat controller very cross, Thomas?
But it's always that way. What have you brought?
What have I brought? I've just picked up a piece of paper from the floor.
What's that?
I think it was off the tape. A little mini disc.
What happened? A lot of things gone.
You think a lot of things?
Gone.
Have gone?
Probably gone somewhere.
They're probably gone somewhere, yes.
Hugging. One orange.
They probably have gone somewhere, Thomas.
Eat your orange, nothing. No peel.
No, you don't eat orange peel, Thomas. It's far too bitter. Would you like it peeled? Would you like Mummy to peel the orange for you?
I'm rolling it.
You're rolling it?
Yeah. A passenger.
A passenger? Would you like the little man from the racing car? He makes a good passenger, doesn't he?
Trailer. Bumpty bump.
The trailer? Well, I think, oh yeah, there's a trailer. I was going to say, I think I washed the trailer up. There you are.
Trailer.
That's the man from the racing car, because he fits in very nicely, doesn't he?
Yes. Pop. Goes. Hey, buddy, sit down the train.
Everybody sit down on the train.
Yeah. Stop off. Blum, blum. Blum, blum. Blum, blum. Blum, blum. Blum, blum. Help me. Controller.
The fat controller?
Big truck controller. How do you ever sit down?
Is somebody not able to sit down?
Lots of mans.
Pardon?
Lots of mans.
Lots of mans? Two men?
Man. Stop it. Stop it.
Shh. You're being too noisy now. I don't like that.
Push it down. Oh, dear.
So you've got a driver and a passenger on the train?
Yes, let's train. Never fit.
And where are they going to, Thomas?
They're going. It's set off.
Where's the train going to?
Airport, aeroplane, herald, helicopter.
It's going to Manchester Airport to see the aeroplane and herald the helicopter?
Yeah.
I see.
To the McDonald's.
It's going to McDonald's?
Yeah. Over here. Hazel.
I don't believe it, the sun's shining now, very brightly, look at it. I don't think it knows what to do today, Thomas, like a woman. Do you?
The sun's shining in my house.
Sun's shining in your house, yes. It's shining straight through the curtain and onto your train. Look at the fat controller and the passenger on the train. They're really sitting in the sun, aren't they? Yes, it's certainly sun shining in your house today, at the moment.
No, sun shining on my house.
Did you say sun shining gone my house?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's gone now?
Yeah.
Is it not shining on the train driver?
No.
Oh no, it's not, has it?
Slash, slash, purr. Ooh.
I think that orange is a little bit too large to fit in the small green carriage.
No, big. I think you're a big. Thomas. Changing. Is there some sun doesn't well estate?
What's the fat controller doing, Thomas?
Funny sounds. Woo woo.
Making lots of noise now, aren't you?
Passengers?
Oh, lots of passengers. Can you say little passengers or lots of passengers?
Little passengers.
Lots of passengers.
Is the train going up a bit? Ringy, ringy, da. Oh, happy, happy, I can't help but buy some dude. What do you want to be? What's the money do?
You're being very noisy. Aren't you?
No. When.
Where's the other train gone? There's one missing, isn't there?
Missing?
Where do you think it's gone to?
I No airport.
It's not gone to the airport?
Oh, yes. And the letters are grown up letters. Grown up letters. Have a letter, please.
You'd like a letter?
Yes, for a daddy letter.
Oh, Thomas, there you are. I didn't realise you'd opened that. That's not actually addressed.
Oh, dear.
That's not addressed to us.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh,
there we are. Oh, no, I don't think the letters will fit. Is that the post van? The mail train?
Mail train.
Is that what they're called, the mail train?
Not fitting.
Will it not fit in?
Oh no. Oh yeah. Poor Thomas.
Poor Thomas. Well, I'll tell you what will fit in the carriage, Thomas. The tiny stumps. You know we're taking some stumps off envelopes.
Please open, please. Please orange, please. Please orange.
Look, these will fit in the mail train. These tiny stamps that we've taken off envelopes. Look at that, they fit in perfectly, don't they? Did you say you'd like to eat the orange now?
Yeah. What is it? Watching the dramas. Dramas.
Dramas? Are you talking about bananas in pyjamas?
Yeah.
You're watching that on the television, weren't you?
But it's a stump.
You dropped a stump, can you reach it?
Yes. You are, Mummy.
Thank you.
Mail train, thanks.
For the mail train?
Yeah.
Stamps in the mail train.
Okay, not for them. I'm an old little stamps. What a funny smell.
What's a funny smell? It's the orange. I'm peeling the orange. It's orange you can smell.
I eat it. Orange.
Do you know what these little pieces of orange are called, Thomas? Segments.
Segments.
Segments. Orange segments. And orange is a citrus fruit, so when you said you could smell something, and I said it smelled orangey, it smells of citrus, it smells citrusy. Can you say that?
Citrusy.
Lemons and orange are both citrus fruits. And lime. Don't think you've ever eaten lime, have you?
No.
No, lime's green. They look like lemons. Slightly different shape, but very much like a lemon, but it's green. What were you playing it with at Bangadrum time the other week? A lemon?
Yeah.
It looked like a plastic lemon, but it had shaky beads inside, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it was new, and you spotted it straight away because it was new. Did you enjoy playing with it?
Thomas.
You always used to. Oh gosh, I've got a little cut on my finger. And I've just touched it with the orange and it stung. You always used to play with the shaky eggs, didn't you? I don't think you touched the shaky eggs on Friday, did you? Mummy played with them. Yeah, you shook the lemon instead of the eggs, didn't you? And what else do you play with? A triangle? And the drum? A tambourine? And then there's the other thing that I don't know what we call it. It looks like a cowbell. It's metal. And you have a wooden stick and you go bang, 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 don't you? Bang, 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 bang.
Fell down?
Fell down? What fell down? Fell down, darling.
Just it.
A bit of stick fell down.
Yep.
What, a music lesson?
Yeah.
Music class, did it? Oh, I can't remember that.
I've done.
Oh, well done. you like another one?
Yeah.
Would you not like an apple instead?
I have my orange now.
You'd like an orange now?
For Christmas.
Father Christmas? Oh, that's because I told you that these oranges. We have these oranges a lot at Christmas. You're calling them a Father Christmas orange, are you? Mm. Would you like another one?
Please.
Shall I peel it for you?
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
I want another train.
Oh, I see. You want to put it in the back of the train.
Lots of stamps.
Lots of stamps in the mail train, yeah.
Bang! Put it down.
We've always cut stamps off Christmas cards to give to charity. And this year, I think we're cutting them off to give to you to play with.
Yeah.
And Nina collects stamps for guide dogs, doesn't she? For Labradors.
Labradors.
You know those beautiful golden puppies like the Andrex puppy? You sticking stamps onto your orange? Your orange, I couldn't say no.
Oranges.
Oranges and lemons. Say the bells of St. Clement's.
Sausages, Mummy's in that.
Sausages? What song about sausages?
Mummy, what do these doodies?
Pardon?
Anybody do this, doodies, anybody do this, this make long.
Everybody do this, do this, do this, everybody do this all day long. Well, you've made that up because I don't know a song like that.
Everybody do this, do this, do this, everybody do this, just like me.
Everybody do this, everybody do this, just like me. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, and then you've added on all day long. I don't know what that song is. There's one that Julian sings. Something Until the Music Stops. Is that the one you're trying to remember?
Everybody
we all sing together, together, together. We all sing together until the music stops.
No!
Go! We all sing together, together, together. We all sing together until the music stops.
No!
We all play together, together, together. We all play together until the music stops.
Poe, no!
Poe, go!
No!
But I don't know the song that you were singing about, singing then.
I don't know.
Beg your pardon?
Beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon, what did you say?
Peel the orange now, peel the orange.
Peel the orange now? Is that what you'd like me to do? And how about saying,
Baby.
Mummy, please will you peel the orange, or Mummy, could you please peel the orange?
Will you please peel the orange?
What's the magic word?
It's my orange.
No, my orange, but you say, you ask me nicely, Thomas.
Stop it.
No, don't say stop it, say please.
Please. Anybody please, please, please. Anybody please, please, oh, that somebody stops.
You're being silly. You sound a lot brighter today, anyways.
Stop.
Good to hear, because you've not been a well boy this week.
No, stop it.
We all play together, together, together. We all play together until the music stops.
Poe, no!
Poe, go! And when Julian sings that, we're all banging our instruments, aren't we? And then when he says, until the music stops, everybody stops playing, don't they?
Yeah.
We all sing together, together, together. We all sing together until the music stops. Hold the skin. That's the orange peel. Does it smell nice?
Yeah.
What does it smell of?
Lemon.
Does it smell of lemon?
Yeah.
It should smell of orange.
Yeah, the skin.
You're putting all the skin. It's orange peel. It's called peel.
Peel.
You're putting all the peel in the back of the train, are you?
Mail train.
Oh, it's the big mail train, is it?
Yes.
There you are.
That's orange.
That was quite a big orange, actually. I'm not sure whether the Satsumas or clementines. I think it was a Satsuma. But yes. We've got a new bag here as well. Look, in a red net. Let's see what it says. Oh, because this new bag is big. Oh, yes, the oranges in this bag, but these are called clementines.
Lemons.
And it's clementines. And it says fairly sweet. But I think the ones that you're eating at the moment are called Satsumas. The Satsumas, clementines, and mandarin oranges and tangerines. When Mummy was a little girl, I think you just used to get tangerines at Christmas. And now we get all these fancy things.
Pew, pow!
Does it taste nice? Nice and juicy.
What funny noise?
It's a funny noise. Do you know what the noise is? It's the windmill outside on the patio table. The pole sticking out of the patio table that the umbrella stands in when it's a sunny day. We've put some windmills.
Swing.
We put some windmills in the pole and they're swinging around in the wind. When I was talking about that, oh, there it is, I was just wondering what we'd done with the pole from the patio table. It's still in the house. We don't need it now, do we, to protect us from the sun?
No.
I think we'll have to put a cover on it and ask Daddy to pop it back in the shed for us. So we've got a special cover for it. Thomas, just be careful eating the orange, sweetheart, just one at a time. If you put too much in, you can't chew it, can you?
What funny noise?
That was a funny noise then. I think that was the air coming out of your beaker. It made a squeaky, squeaky noise.
Rushed.
No, you can't have any more, Tom. You've just had two. Your tummy will ache if you have any more. You're a very, very good boy for liking fruit, and you're a good boy for eating it all up, but I think two at one meal is really enough, don't you?
No.
No? No, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
A lot of stamps.
A lot of stamps. Do you know what I can see here? I can see one green Smartie that you obviously dropped earlier on. Earlier in the day.
Earlier on. The green Smartie fell down.
We'll have to move one of the Advent pieces out of the pockets and hang it on the tree, won't we? On the Advent calendar tree. And tomorrow we can open another one. Maybe we'll do that when Demetra's here. Would you like to take out one of the little characters from envelope number 3 tomorrow when Demetra's here and pop it on the tree? You sticking the stamps on your face?
Funny.
You do look funny, yeah.
Hello, Mommy!
Hello, Thomas.
Before- party.
I don't say that.
Good boys do that.
Good boys do that?
Yeah.
Good boys don't say that. No, good boys don't say that at all, Thomas.
Yes.
And you're a good boy, so you shouldn't be saying it, should you? Oh, Thomas, just thinking about using the umbrella in the summer to shade us from the sun. Do you remember we sat outside and had breakfast nearly every day, didn't we? And we had lunch and tea outside. Oh, dear. And look now, all the flowers have died. The leaves are off the tree. Although, can you see the flowers right at the bottom of the garden? Those little primula things, they're spring flowers and they keep flowering. They flowered in the summer and they're flowering again now. When Mummy got rid of all the plants in the spring, she was going to throw them away, and I decided to plant them at the bottom of the garden and got them hidden. They look very pretty, don't they? Do you think the little flowers are
cool? The queen fell down last night.
The queen smarties fell down last night, did it?
Yeah.
Were you eating smarties when Grandma and Grandad were here?
Yeah.
Were you? What else were you eating?
Eating chocolates.
Mmm.
Eating mints.
You were eating chocolates and eating mints.
Eating sausages.
Eating sausages.
This is push. Push.
That envelope's a little bit big to go in the carriage as well. Don't drop your trains on the floor, Thomas.
No.
No, but those wooden ones, you've got to be very careful, because if you keep dropping them, the beautiful paintwork's going to get damaged, isn't it? Right, shall we go for a walk now? I know the weather's not very nice, but...
Yeah, it's not going out.
Do you not fancy going out?
No, 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 no.
You want to get down? Well, yes, I think you can get down. Yeah. You really don't fancy going out?
Yeah. Have a poo.
Is that what you want to do?
That. Over there.
Right.
Down.